Welcome into one of the greatest sports talk shows of all time. These guys bring you the voice of the fans and the brains of experts. Live from the Mile High Sports Studio, this is the Sports Pyramid.
Hey, they're getting down in this studio,
yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Get down for Christ.
Yes, sir. The Sports Pyramid. Justin Adams, Andre Davis, and Chip Simmons.
What up?
My man, Nolan. What's up, baby?
Nolan behind the glass.
Having a good time, fellas.
Now, guys, we were talking about finances in the last hour. DeSean Jackson and also we're talking about money and after the game ministries and how it helps out athletes after, literally after they get done with the game, help them out with community finances or whatnot. But there is one sport that I don't think the players need that much help. Especially two players in particular. Mike Trout earlier today agreed to get this, a 6-year, $144.5 million deal.
And he getting every dime, baby.
Every dime of that bad boy he's getting. Whatever Uncle Sam's not taking, he's getting the rest of that.
We should have all picked up that bat when we were 10 years
and
old.
I quit when I got hit by the ball.
You should have.
I shouldn't have.
You should have. Well, hey,
I should have let him hit me on the other side, too.
You should have. Well, you know what? We're going to bring in a guy who reports on baseball, writes about it for the Colorado Rockies on MLB.com, a good friend of mine, Thomas Harding. Thomas, how is everything going for you? And by the way, when you heard about these dollar signs and these numbers, be honest. You wanted to ask him at least for a buck, right?
I'll tell you what, didn't want to ask him for any money, but I wish I would have kept the baseball bat myself, you know, when I was a kid. Not that I would have ever gotten here, but still, this is, it's a great sport to play, and certainly if you have athletic ability, that's something to keep in mind.
Okay, our guest here is Thomas Harding with MLB.com talking about the Colorado Rockies, and you know, it's interesting, and you brought up this guy, you know, we could talk about soft hands, we could talk about all the athletic ability, but the most important thing is that you have to stay on the field and stay healthy. And one guy in particular who's making a lot of money from the Rockies is Troy Tulowitzki. And how important is this year for him? You know, the Rockies may even think about dealing him. There was trade talks in the offseason. How important is this year for him going forward in his career?
Well, I think that it kind of goes back to, does the team win? Does the team win or does it not win?
KNUS News Talk 710, Sports Update.
And with the update, Justin Adams, we have an NBA champ, Justin.
That is true. For the fifth time since 1999, the Spurs are your NBA Finals champion as they beat the Heat tonight 104-87. Again, that's their fifth NBA title since 1999. You can't blame LeBron for this one. He had 31 points and 10 rebounds in the loss. But, unfortunately, LeBron drops to 2-3 in NBA Finals.
Why unfortunately?
I say unfortunately because everybody wants to compare him to Michael Jordan. But here's the thing about Michael. He had Scottie. He had Dennis Rodman. He had talent. Unfortunately, Dwayne Wade isn't the same Dwayne Wade anymore. Hey, let's go into golf. Also, another guy who has a champion today. That's Martin Keimer, who won today's U.S. Open at 9-under par at Pinehurst. He was 8 shots better than Eric Compton and Ricky Fowler. The win was worth $1,620,000. It was Keimer's second major title. His first was in 2010 when he won the PGA. And everybody's favorite, it's World Cup soccer scores. Switzerland gets past Ecuador 2-1. It was France 3, Honduras 0. And Argentina beats Bosnia Herzegovina. That's A-Y-B-R.
Close enough.
That'll work. Hey, they won. Argentina won 2-1. Tomorrow night, Ghana will play against the United States of America. That's a 4 p.m. start locally. And that is your sports update.
Go out to the Taco Bell hotline, and we welcome in our buddy, Justin Adams. What up, J.A.?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing today?
What's up, Justin? How are you, bud?
Oh, man, loving it. A beautiful, beautiful Tuesday, you know, morning. So, great day.
So, Justin, you wrote a real interesting piece on the only Colorado-born Negro Leaguer, correct?
Yes, so the only, Denver native to play in the Negro Leagues, Theodore Bubbles Anderson. So,
tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so, you know, Theodore Bubbles Anderson, as we talked a little bit earlier, you know, was the, you know, only Denver native. And there's been other guys who have lived in Denver who have played in the Negro Leagues. You have, you know, Byron Mix Johnson, you know, Mac the Knife Pride, and Oliver the Ghost Marcel. But Theodore Bubbles Anderson was the only guy who was born, and he was born in the Five Points area, to play in the Negro Leagues. And it was just a great article to write. Amazed to see that not many people have written about this guy before. And so it was just a joy to sit down with a couple of Negro League historians and get the article written out for 7 News.
Visiting with Justin Adams of 7 News.
Yes, that's me, Justin Adams, website content producer and editor for 7 News. Also, co-host and sports update anchor for the Artificial Turf Show on 710 AM KNUS. Contact me at 720-233-7571 or by email at justinadamsworldwide@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and go Buffs!